Welcome to Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self. I am Chris Burns, America's number one motivational speaker for fiery inspiration and GPS coach for entrepreneurs and high achievers. Each episode, we interview leaders and great role models who make a massive impact in the world to help you master yourself, take courageous action, and make every day your best day ever. We're about to start talking about the balance of warrior, parent, and lover. And these are some really powerful topics I've been investing and exploring in recently. And I believe it's going to be very insightful. So stick around because it's going to be an amazing, amazing conversation and dialogue. Before we get there, I want to talk about the sponsor message, and it's the 21-day challenge, Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self. If you're an entrepreneur, high achiever, you're feeling stuck, overwhelmed, not crystal clear on your purpose, you're not maximizing your potential, the 21-day challenge is daily accountability for 21 days to really achieve your top focus, top priorities, get crystal clear on your dreams and goals, break them down into bite-sized steps, and have the support that you need to achieve those. I got your back. So send me a message if you're ready to dive into that, chris@beyourgps.com, or message me on Facebook. Looking forward to that. Let's talk about the iTunes review of the week, and then we'll dive into the episode, so stick around. Gina Pino says, totally inspired, feeling so empowered every time I listen to this podcast. Binge listening all weekend. Thanks, Chris, for sharing your brilliance. Your genuine caring and enthusiasm is infectious and lifts me up each and every episode. You and becoming your greatest possible self is a gift. Gina, thank you so much. I appreciate you. I love you. And if you're out there, you want to give us a review, go to beyourgps.com/iTunes or search Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self on the iTunes store. Give us a review there or go to Facebook and search Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self. Thanks so much in advance for giving us an honest review, what you love, what you appreciate, what you want to see different, what you want more of. Let us know. Thanks. Let's dive into how to balance the warrior, the parent, and the lover. Make sure you have a pen and paper ready to take notes because we're going to be talking about some gold. I love sharing this stuff. I love diving in deep. If you have any specific commentary that you'd like to add, make sure to put that in the comments and let us know what you want to talk about. If you have questions, we'll dive into that. So specifically, the reason why I wanted to bring up this topic is because of the theme of the day, which is fight, love, or both. Okay, and today I'm also going to be talking later about using Maslow's hierarchy of needs to make 2019 your best year ever. Okay, so there's, you know, the bottom level, which is survival, and then you go to the top and it's like enlightenment. So we're going to find out how to use that to really be your best self. And in this moment, fight, love, or both. So I believe the reason why I created this theme is because I believe that to be able to live a life of enlightenment and pure love, you have to be willing to fight. Okay. So if you are someone who's only about love, only about bliss, only about doing what's easy, what's fun, what's natural, what's comfortable, right? The Abraham Hicks style of thinking. Like, I love it. I'm a full supporter of Abe's work and Esther and Abraham and Jerry Hicks. Okay. I love that. And I think that to be able to truly access the power and the potency of that teaching and wisdom, I believe first, you have to be willing to have a backbone. You have to be willing to fight. You have to be willing to have values that you stand for. You have to be willing to have non-negotiables, things that are like no-go zones, places where you will not allow yourself to sit in a environment of toxicity. And you have to push it out of your space. You have to repel it out of your space. You have to say, no, cut that out of your life. And fight against, so to speak, negativity, toxicity, things that bring you down, people who are poor associations, lacking integrity, lacking ethics, lacking, you know, being a good person. I believe that so many people today are being trained to fit into a box. They're being trained to not step on anybody's toes. They're being trained to walk on eggshells. And me specifically, I have had a huge learning curve in being able to stand up and quote unquote fight for what I believe in, for what's important to me, for what matters to me. And so it's super important that I communicate this, because this could literally change the rest of your life if you are in a situation like I have been in before. So ask yourself this question. Do you find yourself having massive ambition and your ambition drives you so that you don't care what people think? You're willing to do whatever it takes as long as it takes. You oftentimes find yourself feeling people calling you rude, abrasive, uncomfortable to be around sometimes, or so focused, such a jerk, so competitive, so obsessed with your vision. Are you at that level of ambition? If so, you probably do not need to work on your level of fight. And you do get to work on your level of love. You get to, it's like the masculine energy in you is on full freaking blast. That's what that means. And you get to work on your feminine energy. Okay? You get to dial in your inspiration. You get to dial in your empathy. You get to invest in your connection with people, slowing down and appreciating the relationships, appreciating the moment, appreciating the conversation, doing the little things for others. Okay? And this is all predicated on that at the end of your life, you want to leave a legacy of, I want to be remembered as someone who did good in the world. I want to be remembered as someone who uplifted and empowered people, etc. Right? That's assuming that that's who you are. That's what you want. Now, so that's one side. Now, if you're on the other side where you find yourself that you are very easy to be around, you're very comfortable to be around, you make people feel at home, you make people feel at ease, you get and understand people's emotions, you empathize well, you're a shoulder to cry on, you are, you're the caretaker, you're the giver, you're the nurturer, you're the provider, you are the person who's there in the time of need. You are more of the mother energy. By the way, the fight energy is more of the father, more of the warrior energy. This is more of the lover energy. This is more of the feminine. This is more of the queen, king, and queen. And if you are that person who is constantly coddling people and wanting them to feel better, and even it could be as something like empowering people, and you want people to feel their best. You empower people to believe in their greatness, and you're so gung-ho about positivity, right? And you are a nurturer, you're warm, you're loving. And on the flip side of that, you don't make people uncomfortable. You don't find yourself stepping on toes. You don't find that people oftentimes like notice you. Maybe you feel like you're quiet. You feel like you haven't really developed your voice. You feel like you don't really stand up for what you want in life. You feel like you don't really have clarity on your biggest dreams and goals and ambitions. You don't feel like you're making the progress, so to speak, on it. Like you can't see the correlation of your actions and how you are actually going to get to your big dreams and ambitions. You feel like you're kind of floating along. You feel like, you are just someone who wants to be liked. If that's you, then you are more in the love energy. You're more in the feminine, right? So I wanted to really have this conversation because I really believe you need both. And later today, we're going to be talking about how survival, you have to grow through that and transcend that to get to the enlightenment. But for right now, we're talking about how to balance the warrior, the parent, and the lover. Because I think it's important to maximize these. And there's the four archetypes of the king, the warrior, the lover, the magician, right? And that's not really what we're talking about here. I'm talking about maybe a part of that, the warrior and the lover, and then the parent is super important as well. So for me personally, I just want to share a little bit more about my journey. I was someone who wanted to fit in. I was someone who wanted everyone to like me. I was someone who cared what everyone thought, and I ended up experiencing the cost of that by going out and partying and trying to win everyone's approval and getting drunk, and I hit my rock bottom and got arrested. And luckily, charges were dropped. Case was dismissed. That's not who I really was, right? I woke up. I'm like, oh my gosh, like Chris Burns, this is not you. But it was in that moment where I made a decision that I would start to master myself. I would start to become aware, self-aware of that which doesn't serve me. So if you're listening to this interview, it means that you are on the path of self-mastery, on the path of self-awareness. And it's important that you know which side of the spectrum that you're on. Are you on the side where you are totally gung-ho on your dreams and your vision? And in fact, it causes a wake of trauma and challenges and people who are left disappointed and hurt and resigned or resentful of you? Or are you on the side of, well, you're kind of just barely getting through life and you want to make more of an impact, you want to make more of a difference, you want to stand in your values and your truth even more? Because for me, I didn't know who I was. And at the beginning of my journey, I knew I was meant for more, but I didn't know how to like voice that. And I was so concerned about not offending anyone that I like flowed in my journey towards success rather than like rocketed my success, rocketed to success. You know, when you rocket to success, it's a little bit more bumpy. There's more casualties, more people are pissed off. You know, like that's going to happen because you're just so committed to the goal and the vision and the dream. And you ask again and again and again. Well, along my journey, I've had to ask again and again and again and get this discipline of asking, build the muscle of asking, build the muscle of asking, how can I serve you? How can I support you? What is it that you need? And making offers and saying, well, I can support you in that. Here's one of my coaching programs that can help you in this area. And so it's super important that you learn which side of the spectrum that you're on in the first place. Now, this aspect of parent, which I haven't really talked that much about, this aspect of parent is guarding and protecting your vision, right? Being a parent to your vision, being a parent to that which is important to you, your why, right? Your why, your children. Maybe you're a parent to children. Maybe you're a parent to your vision. You're a parent to your community. You're a parent to your nieces and nephews, so to speak. You're like a guardian. You're someone who protects them. You're someone who provides for them. Make sure that they stay safe. They have a great experience. It's super important that in the journey of fight, love, or both, that you access this mentality of being a parent. Because when you're a parent, then you're able to access the fight and the love at the same time. Because a parent both fights for their children to make sure that they stay safe. A parent is willing to fight for, you know, fight off an offender, someone who's a stranger, who's, you know, coming after their kids. A parent is going to fight for an injustice in their school. If their kids are being treated, are being mistreated, a parent is going to go fight for that. And also a parent is a lover. A parent nurtures their children. A parent nurtures their vision, right? Parents also fight for their vision. Now, whether you have kids or not, you still get to be that parent. And I've found that that's one of the most empowering responsibilities to take on as a person, because you get to access this power of being a provider, this power of being like omnipotent kind of thing, right? If you think about the universe, if you think about Mother Earth, if you think about God, Source, Creator, they are a parent to us. They are powerful. They are more powerful than we can conceive, because that's how their authority feels to us. Now, we're the parent. We have the power over the vision. We are the creator. We are imbued with that same energy of being all powerful, like God, Source, Creator, Earth, and the universe is. So it's important that you recognize if you have a dream or a vision, you really have to balance both of those, the warrior and the lover, and step into your parent more, right? Because a parent is willing to fight and to love. The parent has to use both of those tools. One is a shield, one is a weapon. And it can be flipped, you know? When being a warrior is the weapon and being a lover is the shield, then that can flip around. right? And being a warrior is the shield, and being a lover is the weapon, right? The warrior being like, I'm on the defensive. If anything comes at me, like I'm ready to go, so to speak, but I'm on the offensive with my nurturing, with my loving. And it's super important that you have both of those at your ability. So I have Sharon who said, Petya said, I love how much I learn each time. I believe this too, just to fit in. It is amazing. Cordelia Castarina, welcome. Welcome, everyone. So we're talking about this aspect of being the warrior and the lover. And if you're a woman out there, oh my gosh, I love it. I love it. Because most women, just generally, in general, the stereotype, the statistically speaking, most women are in their lover energy, are in the feminine energy. Now, with today's modern day and age, a lot of women have been diving into their masculine and have been super into their masculine, super into their fight, super controlling, super, you know, wanting to control. And that's caused a lot of medical issues, thyroid challenges, different stuff like that. But women as well have to be aware of, hey, where are you at in your energy? And I think women are more susceptible to the physical ramifications of being unbalanced. So when you are unbalanced, you might be getting walked all over in life. When you're unbalanced, that's if you're, you know, if you don't have much of that warrior energy in you. If you're unbalanced in the lover, and you don't have much lover energy, but you have warrior in you, and you're a woman, then you'll have some physical symptoms. Or maybe you'll find that you're trying to force your way more than you need to in life. And you have the ability to really just line up with spirit, with source, with energy, with the universe to be able to manifest that which you desire more. And it's fascinating because my girlfriend, I love her. I just want to say I love the woman of my dreams. Oh my goodness gracious. She is. I ordered her out of a catalog. I said, universe, I want that woman. And she showed up in my life. I just want to let you know, if you're listening right now, babe, I love you. So my girlfriend, she's all about ease and flow, and it's supposed to be fun, and it's supposed to be easy, and it's supposed to be natural, and all these things. And I agree with that. And I trust that, and I'm investing into that, into expanding my, that's more of a feminine allowing energy. And I also believe that there's an aspect of warrior that most men today really get to step into even more. I think women, in terms of not caring what people think and just doing it anyways, like the action do of not caring what people think, I think that's something that a lot of women need to grow in. And men especially, like claiming their manhood, claiming their brotherhood, their masculinity, their fight in them, their willingness to stand for their principles, for their values, what they believe in. I think there's a lot of men who have been feminized to want to just fit in, men who want to just not step on anybody's toes, who want to not offend, who want to not ruffle feathers. And that's unacceptable, in my opinion, if you're going to be your greatest possible self, if you're going to be balanced in your warrior and your lover. If you want to have a balanced life, I believe a balanced life creates holistic happiness. It creates purpose. It creates fulfillment. It creates joy, happiness, connection. You know, when a man is really in his warrior energy and is just doing and honors his word and his integrity and doesn't allow anyone to trespass his values and his non-negotiables, that's sexy. Women love that. My girlfriend, she loves when I'm standing in my power. She loves when I know what I want and I won't tolerate anything outside of that. I won't tolerate, you know, like loose boundaries. I won't tolerate settling. When I hold those incredibly high standards, that's sexy. And sometimes women even love testing men on their boundaries. And I think a lot of women have seen that through testing men on their boundaries, they found that men are so quick to give up. Men are so quick to let down and let down the gate. You know, let's say men have this fortress, right? so to speak, and women are like, hey, you know, like, you're an idiot. Lower your gate so I can come in. And the men's like, okay, yeah, you're right, I'm an idiot, you know. And it's not to like acknowledge that it was right or wrong. It's the woman is trying to test, are you who you say you are? Do these things, does this exterior that you've built of what you want your life to look like and your values and who you say you are, does that really match what's on the inside? Do these walls that you've built of, I'm a person of integrity, I do whatever it takes as long as it takes, I have my life and my shit together in most areas, you know, like, women will test that. And women can so quickly see through whether or not a man is willing to continue to stand by his principles day and night, day and night, day and night, forever, for eternity, you know? How committed is a man to his principle, to his values? That's the warrior energy. And same thing with women. You know, women get to develop that too. Life tests women for that. Life tests women. Life will, same analogy. A woman has a castle, and on her boundaries, on the boundaries of the castle, the outside exterior walls of the castle that are, you know, 20 feet high, life attempts to chip away at those walls. Knocks on the door, says, hey, you know, we got a easy instant gratification, quick fix for you to make $1 million. What do you say? And if the woman is not committed to her values of integrity and ethics and doing the right thing because it's the right thing and the long-term vision, then she might let down her drawbridge, so to speak, for life to come in and trespass those values and come in and screw shit up, screw life up, because she wasn't standing for what she believed in. She wasn't standing in her warrior. So I think it's a fascinating conversation. Sharon says, beautiful about your girlfriend. Find it difficult at times about what people think working on this. You know, Sharon, I really appreciate that. I'm grateful you said that, because caring about what people think is totally the warrior, right? It's the warrior and the parent. Sharon, we worked on your statement of purpose earlier, and we were talking about like these dreams and these aspirations that you have. And one of the big areas of growth is getting clarity on how you want to make the impact with children, with animals, with the environment, right? And because you haven't necessarily invested this time and this energy to get clear on your values, to get clear on what you stand for, right? Warrior is like what you stand for. Parent is what you stand for. You know what you stand for with your daughter. You know who you're committed to being as a mother, inspiring your daughter, making sure she's happy and empowered and uplifted and lives a great life, is her best self. But for what you want in your life and the impact that you're committed to making, the legacy that you want to live, that is an area that you get to grow in. Right? Because up until now, let's say your life has been mainly about your daughter. Your life has been mainly about making your husband happy, making a great home. And I believe that a lot of women are discovering that life is bigger than just the home. You know, just being in the home, providing a great life. I think that there's, for all people, we can discover that, you know, communities are important. To be able to impact and give back to the communities is super important. So Sharon, for you, like that warrior of not caring what people think is to first get clear on what you stand for, to get clear on, hey, what's my vision by the end of this year? Where do I want to be? What's the impact I really want to make in kids' lives? Do I want to, you know, create a program that benefits 100 children, you know? Like, and I'm willing to stand for that. I'm willing to stand for my vision of a world where children are given the support and the wisdom and the self-knowledge, self-awareness, the belief set, the paradigm where they get to choose and create their reality. Like, is that so important to you? If so, then you get to reinforce that every day. You get to get emotionally connected with that. You get to invest in seeing yourself, your identity of yourself, as being the woman who stands up for that value. And life will test you about how committed you are. Life will say, hey, you know, here's a shiny object. Life will say, hey, here's a distraction. Here's an emergency. Here's a, you know, like a family emergency, an illness, a death, an accident, whatever it might be. Life will attempt at all these different phases to not say intentionally challenge us, because I think it's just like life. It's just how it happens. It's natural. It's chaotic. It's not always planned. It's not always perfect. So to speak, you know, it doesn't go how we want it to all the time. But life will really challenge you on what you say, on what you say you're committed to. And that's where you really get to develop that parent. You've developed it with your daughter. You develop it when you have kids. That's something I'm really excited about when I have my kids, is how much my responsibility will grow. My experience of myself, my capacity of myself, my knowingness of what I stand for, what I value. You know, I will very, very quickly dive even deeper. Like, it'll be a huge transformation, a huge transmutation of energy. Like Chris Burns had stuck energy, for example. Chris Burns had stuck energy that said, here's what I'm committed to, becoming your greatest possible self, and all this. Or maybe it was flowing. Maybe it was, let's say, a water hose, so to speak, that was coming up of energy, of becoming your greatest possible self, helping people become their greatest possible self. And all of a sudden, I have another life I stand for. I become a champion of. I become a declaration of, here's what I'm committed to in this universe, in this world. I'm committed that this child has an amazing freaking life. I'm committed that this child, this boy or girl, we'll talk about a son first, because I hope that's that's what's going to happen. The son's coming first, and then the daughter. So my son, I'm standing that he gets raised in a incredible, empowering, uplifting environment where he's given the tools and the resources and the knowledge to succeed. And he also learns how to face hardship and difficulty, because life is going to throw stuff at him. So I'm going to intentionally put him in challenging, difficult, arduous situations to develop his thick skin, to develop his champion mindset of being able to overcome anything that comes at his way. Right? I'm going to intentionally do that, because I know it's super, super important. I feel like I didn't have that growing up. I didn't have enough challenge, intentional challenge. Like, for example, my parents could have, you know, made me like run 5 miles, but they didn't know. They didn't know that that was a challenge, a hardening of me. My parents could have made me go in cold showers, but they didn't know that that was a growth opportunity to strengthen my resolve, my physical capacity. You know, my parents could have challenged me to eat more healthy, only the healthiest things, right? And have a lower tolerance of junk food so that I raise my standards and I have the discipline of that. What other hardship? Maybe it's, you know, drop me off when at a certain age, at, you know, 13, 15, 16, 18 years old, they drop me off in the middle of the woods. They teach me how to, you know, start a fire. They teach me how to build things. And it's like, hey, drop me off in the middle of the woods and find your way home. Be resourceful. You know, maybe that's something they do. That might be a little bit extreme, but you know, there's these rites of passage that oftentimes they've been totally dropped in a lot of ways from our society, or what has been created in their place is totally a quote unquote perversion of what they used to be. For example, 18 years old, you can, you know, legally drive or whatever. 16 years old, drive, driver's license. That's a rite of passage. 21 years old, you can legally drink. That's a rite of passage. Like, oh my goodness gracious, that's the most ridiculous rite of passage ever. It's crazy. It's absolutely ridiculous that that's a rite of passage, being able to drink. Sharon, you said, I lost me. So now you found you, right, Sharon? Tell us more about how you found you now and what difference it'll make in your life. So these rites of passage were lost. And I think that the fight the fight for something really gets to be reinstituted. I've never even thought about, I guess like for rites of passage for men, it could be to go out to the woods to, fight someone, could be to be able to cook your own meal, could be able to go on a hike or a trip, find your way through the forest. There could be a lot of different ones. I definitely have not done enough research on these challenges, and I know it's definitely something I'll get into a lot when I have my son, probably before that, because I, as a man, am committed to growing my own right through my own rites of passage, so to speak, doing this 12-hour marathon, right? This is a rite of freaking passage to become a global authority on personal development, on becoming your greatest possible self. This is a rite of passage. Like, I'm still at the beginning phases, even though I've interviewed 450 people in the last 2 years, like, this is still the beginning. This is still a rite of passage for me. I think there's always going to be rites of passage, right? Even, let's say, Brendan Burchard, right? He's a big, big speaker. He's going through his rites of passage. Tony Robbins, he's going through his rites of passage. Tony Robbins' rites of passage is, how do I build a company? How do I be a leader who puts leaders in place, who creates other leaders, who creates a, global company that changes the world? That's Tony Robbins' rite of passage right now. But there's also physical things like, Indians, Native Americans do sweat lodges. There's like pilgrimages. I think, what is it? The Mormons. Mormons do pilgrimages. They go somewhere and they spread their gospel and their truth and religion and stuff. So I think it's doing the research on those things. I think that's something that I'm going to get into a lot to understand how do we actually, like, that is truly becoming your greatest possible self. The rite of passage to become something worthy, to become a better version. Let's say David Goggins, he's super big, interviewed by Tom Bilyeu and Impact Theory, and he's super, super known as like a hardcore Marine who overcomes crazy things. I think he did like a 100-mile run, like 10 days in a row or something like that. I don't know. He's done some crazy feats of pushing his body to the limits. And it might just be a 100-mile run that he did on his own, or normally it's supposed to be a like relay of different people or something like that. I don't know. But David Goggins is also a big one. But he's had these rites of passage where he challenges himself. Wim Hof, he's another one. He has his rite of passage is he lost his wife to suicide. And so he's like, why do people suffer? Why are people unhappy? And he started discovering the body, exploring the body. So some of his rites of passages have been to get into an ice bath, to go under a iceberg, swim underneath an iceberg in frozen Antarctica or whatever frozen place that's the length of a football field, right? That's a rite of passage. It's like a Guinness Book of World Record too, and it's a rite of passage to show what his capacity is. These rites of passage show our capacity. So I'm trying to think about for women, what would be a rite of passage for women? Because women could also do something like, run 100 miles or different things like that. That's physical. I wonder what a rite of passage for love is. Maybe it's to volunteer at a hospital for 3 months. You just like, you're there supporting and helping, burn victims and, mentally ill people, different things like that. Maybe that could be a rite of passage. For women to develop the capacity of love or empathy. We'd love to hear what your thoughts are. Either write them in the comments on Facebook, or if you're listening to this podcast, send them to me, chris@beergps.com. Message me on Facebook. I would love to hear what your thoughts are around this subject. Sharon said, loving this to set challenges for children, give them the tools to deal with them. Yes, I found me, made changes in my work, in my mindset, got some fantastic coaching, and just like that, everything changed. I feel I am at just the beginning, and I love it. Totally amazing. I love it, Sharon. That's awesome. That's super cool. So yeah, these rites of passages, and that's a part of developing yourself and shifting your identity and becoming more But I think the reason why I got onto those topics is because today there are not defined rites of passage that really help our children. And this is, you know, perfect for you, Sharon, because you, like you mentioned, you know, setting challenges for children, giving them tools to deal with them. What can we, how can we create more of that? How can we create more seeing our children as bigger than they are? Because there's so many parents who are like, I need to coddle and nurture and nourish my young one. And they're, you know, 20 years old, they're 25 years old, still living at home, right? Like, I need to make sure that they're okay. It's like, kick them out of the freaking nest. Go survive. Go, you're big enough. You're big. You're big. You're resourceful. You're powerful. You can do anything you set your mind to. Like, go survive, go figure it out, you know? And I think that's something that my parents did to me. They said, you know, you can either move to us with Texas. So they didn't really, I had an option to go to Texas after college. Or they said, you know, like, or you find your own place and pay your own rent. So I said, okay, I'm going to find my own place, pay my own rent, moved in with my best friend in Orange County. And that was awesome, you know, really, really great experience. And I stayed at home through college, living at home, and I was freaking comfortable. I was so comfortable, and that's like when I hit my rock bottom, right? I'm grateful I did, because it got me to where I am today. I don't think I would have joined a network marketing company if I didn't, and you know, I'm so grateful and happy that it did. It happened how it happened, and I was super comfortable. I was super coddled. My parents did the best that they could. I love them. Thank you, Mom and Dad, for giving me all the skills, all the mindset, all the love, all the ingenuity, all the creativity, all the genius, the brilliance that I do have today. And like, I really see an opportunity that I could have challenged myself more and got outside of my comfort zone more. And for years, like, I felt like I was burdened with being too much of a lover and being too empathetic, being too kind and caring and nurturing for myself and for people around me. And I didn't want to step on people's toes, and I didn't want to hurt people. I didn't want people to dislike me. So I had to break through that BS by challenging myself and confronting myself. And so a great way, maybe the another rites of passage is, you know, there's to go get rejected, right? I think a lot of people are fearing rejection today. So it's to train your kids to face rejection more often in a controlled environment. For example, you're a parent, you go to the city, and you teach your kids to go ask strangers for things, whatever it is, $100, a pink pony, a ice cream, to teach you a lesson, right? Like, maybe tell your kid, hey, go ask this stranger what's the biggest piece of wisdom he's ever gotten, right? And so kids, like, get used to asking. Empower our kids, empower our youth to step up to their capacity, to their potential, to engage them in their curiosity and their learning, to ask why, to help them evolve their thinking. That's so important. So balancing the warrior, the parent, and the lover. The parent is going to really protect that dream, protect the value of what's important to them. So does the warrior. But I think the parent is the one that balances the warrior and the lover, because the warrior can just be ruthless and can just, like, absolutely tear people apart, right? Like, the warrior goes out into the battlefield and it has no mercy and totally just shreds people and kills people, literally. The lover goes out onto the battlefield and says, hey, how can we resolve this? And then the lover gets chopped in half, right? The parent is like, hey, I'm protecting my freaking kingdom. It could also be called the king. I'm protecting my freaking kingdom. And I want you to benefit. I wanna see what you're angry about, why you're frustrated. I get that things might not be seeing eye to eye. What can we do? What can we create here? How can we create a solution? How can we create resolution? So that's super powerful, super important. Balancing the warrior, the parent, and the lover. This has been a fun talk. I love it. So I'm feeling into and thinking into if there's anything else that I didn't cover that I wanted to cover about this. Balancing the warrior, the parent, and the lover. Sharon says, empower children, give them confidence and independence. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, Sharon, 100%. The warrior, the parent, and the lover. No, that's really it. So to recap, understand what you want, understand your priorities, get self-aware of where you're at on the spectrum. Are you a warrior? Are you ambitious? Are you a take no prisoners, do whatever it takes as long as it takes kind of person? Most likely not. Most likely, you know, people who are listening to personal development, honestly, are typically lovers, are typically learners. I've found that a lot of people who tune in are people who are more kind and comparing, and they want to grow themselves. And, you know, the warrior is out there taking action and closing deals. Like, that's what the warrior is doing. The warrior is going out there and making millions of dollars, but probably unfulfilled. Probably unfulfilled in his connection, her connection, in their mean, like they might have meaning and purpose. Warrior's probably more focused on standing for their values and collecting a paycheck. That's how I see it, at least. The lover is, you know, feeding and nurturing that side that really cares about people, wants to be a contribution, wants to be someone who benefits humanity in a big way. Loves themselves, fulfilled in themselves, loves their fellow humans, their family, loved ones. But the lover's challenge is they're looking for, you know, the personal development. They are doing all the self-work, self-analysis, and doing the breakthroughs. And at a certain point, the return on investment of self-work versus action that creates lessons and wisdom and results and failure so that you can grow through the failure, the action is like more important, you know? The action, at a certain point, it becomes much more important. At a certain point, I think, you know, a lot of people have self-work to do on them. I know we all do. We all will always have more work to do on ourselves. And I believe that action, going for your big dreams and goals, relentless, tireless action is what will make the biggest difference in you learning, in you finding out what you do and don't like, in, you know, learning from hurting people on accident. You know, you do things that cause trauma, cause upset, cause heartbreak, cause different things. You let people down, you drop the ball, that's going to happen. And it's through those experiences and pain of letting people down and letting yourself down and messing up that you learn. And you learn to not make those experiences, make those mistakes again. And you learn to take that experience and implement it and use it as wisdom. So that's really the focus I wanted to share about balancing the warrior, the parent, and the lover. Figure out where you're at. Really dive into what's the area you need to grow on and create practices and disciplines that help you do that. You know, for me, I'm still growing in my warrior energy. So something I actively do is me and my business partner, we have arguments. We have passionate, heated arguments. And then the next moment, the next minute, we learn to let it go. We learn to say, hey, here's what I believe. Here's what I value. Here's the idea that I stand for. What's your rebuttal? What's your argument? And then we both do that back and forth. And at the end of it, doesn't matter what the outcome is, we learn to release that. We learn to allow that, let it go. And it's been super frustrating, super hard, and super difficult for me in a lot of ways because I just want us to be happy. I want us to be in harmony. I want everything us to always agree and always be making progress and, you know, want it to be easy, want it to be fun, want it to be joyous. And oftentimes, it's not. But I know in my heart and in my soul and in my body and all of me, brain, that it's so important for me to develop the capacity to be able to argue, to develop the capacity to be able to stand for an ideal. And if someone doesn't stand for the idea, don't make it personal against them. But the idea that they hold of, you know, attacking the idea, attacking my idea that I value, my belief, my value, my core, you know, philosophy, then I attack their core philosophy back. And I'm willing to stand for that and fight for that and protect that, right? That's how achievement is created. That's how great empires and legacies are created, is the willingness to fight for it, the willingness to stand for it. It's the willingness to say, I'm going to get 5 sales this week, right? And it's midnight on, you know, Thursday night, Friday night, whatever. It's still like that period of time, and you're figuring out who you can sell. You're figuring out who's in different countries so that you can sell them because you're fighting for it. You didn't quite get there. You have 4 and you want to get 1 more. Like the willingness to say doubt to the willingness to say I'm the voice inside your head that says I'm tired, the voice inside your head that says I want to give up, I want to stop, I want to break. Oh, I'll pick it up tomorrow. We can complete this tomorrow. Oh, we'll get it next week. The fight for your vision comes in the willingness to stand against that and to not tolerate that and to continue going. And that's something I'm cultivating in myself. So ask yourself, what are you willing to do? Are you willing to give up the comfort? Are you willing to give up the ease? Are you willing to give up the fun so that you can be in action? You create fun when you're in momentum. You create fun when you're doing what you're supposed to be doing and you like get good at it, right? In the beginning, a lot of coaches, they're frustrated because they suck at sales or they suck at follow-up. They suck at, you know, using the systems and doing whatever it takes as long as it takes. And so they're frustrated and they're like, oh, this is so hard, da-da-da-da-da, excuses, procrastination, doing the email, doing the social media, but not actually getting on the phone and making the calls. So fight for that which you believe in. And even if you're being a lover and even if you're being empathetic and developing that nurturing and that care, you can still fight for that. You can fight for someone to love themselves. You can fight for someone to believe in themselves. You can fight for someone to recognize how beautiful they are, how brilliant they are, right? Like that's still fighting for that. But if you're willing to be, if you're someone who is like, oh, it's okay, you don't believe in yourself, oh, it's okay, it'll get better, then you're not a powerful parent of them getting the value that you have or that you really believe in, right? If you truly believe in the value, then you'll fight for it. If you truly believe in the principle, in the idea, then you will fight for it. You'll fight that someone gets the idea. It's like, don't you get this idea? Don't you see this and this and this? Don't you see the evidence? And you're willing to argue with people. You're willing to put your neck on the line. You're willing to risk the relationship because the idea is so important to you. You're willing to risk in a conversation saying, listen, you said that like you wanted to be your greatest possible self, but right now you aren't willing to put up the money. Do you really? Do you really want to become your greatest possible self? I don't believe it. Your actions aren't showing that. Or if you say, hey, listen, you said you want to live this great life. You want to attract the woman of your dreams. Are you willing to get on the fucking treadmill and run? I don't see it. I don't see you going to the gym. I don't see you doing what it takes. I don't see you moderating your food. I still see you eating junk food. I still hear that you're complaining, you're making excuses, why it's so hard, blah, 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 blah. That's BS. Are you willing to fight for it? Are you willing to really stand for that belief and that value? And you get to cultivate that by fighting and by loving. And when you really love someone, you will fight for them. You really love someone, right? It's not so much just, oh, hey, here's this idea of being your greatest possible self, but also if you really care about people and them growing and breaking through, then it's not your responsibility to, you know, baby them and make sure that they're feeling good and comfortable. What it is your responsibility is, if you're committed to the idea, to fight for it and to fight to make sure that it enters their subconscious mind and they own it and they grab a hold of it and they live it. That is the fight that is at stake. And you get to choose every single day what you're committed to. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for tuning in. Right now, we've reached the end of this episode, but this is the start of a whole new beginning. Each and every moment, you have an opportunity to rewrite your story. Right here, right now, decide and commit who you are going to be. Think about how you will use these ideas, wisdom, and inspiration to make the difference in your life. What actions will you take today and every day to step into your greatest possible self? Again, a big shout out to our sponsor, EmployeeEscapePlan.com. If you are committed to learning how to truly harness your abilities and passions to serve the people who are hungry and desperate for what you have to offer, make a great income off of your genius, or if you're ready to get more clients to pay you more money, head over to www.EmployeeEscapePlan.com and let Joe know you were sent by Chris. Did you enjoy this episode? Let your friends know about it. Share the website, beyourgps.com, and send me some love on social media.
If you want to clarify your vision, uncover blind spots, get more energy, tap into your flow, and take massive action, head over to beyourgps.com/coaching to schedule some time into my calendar. Now, master yourself, create your reality, and make every day your best day ever.